Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on gas. It won't be the same. Say what's his name, Clint Cole. 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 You're listening to advice from a
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Gallus Dem Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. James Brown. I'm here. Happy Thanksgiving this week. It's on. It's popping. You about to have you some fucking, some yams and some macaroni. All right, anyway, but anyway, real quick before I get into this episode, live podcast, Houston, Texas, that is this Saturday, November 30th, get your tickets, Houston. I'm gonna be honest with you, we ain't even sold that many tickets, so if I don't get to 50 tickets by Thursday, I'm canceling the show. Uh-oh. All right, I'm just letting you know that. So Houston, if you listen to this, you live in Houston, come on now, get your tickets. The link is in the where it says
in your bio.
No. The link is where it says in the podcast. It says you can click the details. The link is there. There's a lot of people that live in Houston. You can come on out. All right. Also, Irvine, if you live in Southern California, live podcast December 5th. We are filming that podcast. That is going to be a great thing. It's going to be pandemonium in that bitch. Because it's going to be like 500 people in that joint, hopefully.
500 people.
So, yeah, but it's because it's free. The only way to get your tickets is to click the details in this and then use promo code Clint and you'll get free tickets. Promo code Clint and you'll get free tickets. All right. Before I get into the topic again, I got a special guest on the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, get up for Lauren.
Hello.
Lauren is here.
Hi.
Okay. So, when we on the podcast, we always ask when you're new. When you're a new guest, first of all, I'm letting you know
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. Just don't lie.
Okay.
Just don't lie. Don't be full of shit. Like, people who listen to this podcast regularly will send me a DM and be like, Clint, don't ever have that bitch back on. I'm not joking.
I promise to be 100.
All right. That's all we ask. So I always ask, how did we meet? So you tell the audience how we met.
Clint and I met, I think in like 2015.
No, I was before that, but. Go ahead.
No,
it was way before that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, through Denny, actually. Shout out to Denny.
Yeah.
And she had an event, and I was working for her then.
Okay.
And was it the show downtown in L.A.? Downtown L.A.?
I don't know. But
you don't even remember. So,
no.
Yeah.
I do remember. I remember. No, it was at you went to Tuskegee.
Uh-huh.
It was at, like, you know, they be having, like, out here, they be having HBCU events and shit like that.
Yeah, it was downtown, though, right?
No, it was, like, at the beach.
That was the first time?
Yeah, it was hella busy.
I thought it was the time we
too.
Met at the little show downtown, and I had on, like, that peach dress.
And what are you saying? What did I say when you had on a peach dress? You're very descriptive about this peach dress. You say that, like, did I try to...
I don't know, but I still have the picture, actually.
Did I try to fuck?
You think the people could see? I mean, that night, no.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was one of those events.
Wait a minute. Don't say it like I'm a creep. Like, I tried to fuck and like... Like I try, like
choose your words wisely.
Okay, you're saying like I was trying to like I like when a nigga when somebody hear a nigga's trying to fuck, it comes off creepy. Can you please let my audience know?
I mean,
that I wasn't begging.
Niggas
for
are always trying to fuck. But let's make that clear,
right? But I wasn't like I wasn't send my dick pic on the first date.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, not that like, when like, we first met.
I'm not that guy. When did I try to fuck? This should be interesting. And what did I do to try to fuck?
We hung out, but you know what? You took me to Comfort Food LA.
Yes, I did.
And
I'm not gonna lie to you. That's where I take a lot of bitches.
Damn, not even special.
I'm gonna just be honest with you. That's where I take chicks. On. That's the always the because I know the owner. So when I walk
in, so it's a hookup.
No, it's
no,
not.
Even a, no, that's no, a hookup.
No, it's not a hookup because I believe it supports black businesses. Mm. The problem is, it's just when I go in there. It holds weight when you walk into a restaurant and you
somebody like, hey,
and you know the odor. Like you just look cooler. So I was like, yo, and then I'm like, yo, baby, come here. Yo,
try hey, to show out.
Meet the owner.
Hey, get him that special drink. Get him that special drink.
Yeah, meet the owner. I'm that guy. I'm not gonna lie. So So I took you there, then what?
Then we went back to your place.
Yes, we did.
We did. And we listened to some music.
We definitely listened to some music. What did we listen? Alexa, play Apple Music. I don't know what we listen to. But
it probably won't be any of this, but if you don't know already, Clinton has a very, very great music selection, and
you're the one for me. You're the one for me. You're the one. Okay, Alexa, stop. Stop playing music. Yo, that song is such a whole song. The first line she says, I know that you are somebody else's guy. That's bullshit. That's
almost
bullshit.
Everybody in the world is half taken.
Alexa, stop playing music. No, I'm not somebody's guy. I'm not somebody else's. I'm not somebody's guy. Well, Alexa, I said stop playing music, bitch.
See, and this is the reason why. This is the reason why you're not somebody's guy. Look how you talk to Alexa. Sheesh. But yeah, so we were back at his place. He played some nice music. And then that's when he tried. Then. So, you know, I guess he tried to do it with the food, a little music. All
right. Okay. So if you're going to say I tried, you also got to tell the other half of the story, too.
And what's the other half?
That I tried and I didn't fail. Like, don't. No, I mean, listen, don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed.
It's too late for that.
No, I'm going to tell you why. Because other girls have been on the podcast that I've, you know, that we've.
Oh, great.
Not to say that, look. it gives a better
he's
dynamic.
It for himself, you guys.
People want to know how we know each other. And I tell them. That's all. You don't. Listen.
We were friends before.
No,
that
no, we
all
are, we are. We know. We are no, friends.
I'm kidding. No, it's no big deal. Yeah, so he did not fail, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't fail. What makes you say I'm going to get this nigga some pussy?
That's a good question.
Like, what makes you
but
say, you
honest,
know what?
And any girl that counter argues me about this.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
To be honest, you know when you're going to fuck a guy the first time you meet him.
So you that's knew, period. You knew I was fucking when I met you in the peach dress.
No, I didn't. So that's the thing. Okay. When you honestly know, you know. When you don't know, right? And they build up that curiosity for you, then that's when you hit the girls in the group chat like, bitch, I think I want to fuck him. I don't know.
I want to fuck him. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to see. I'm going to give it one more chance because it's not really, for girls, I think it's more of a physical and a mental thing. For guys, it's all physical for y'all.
But what I'm saying is like, first of all, the fact that you got a group chat, like, first of all, I love the fact that, we have.
The group chat is real.
Yeah,
okay?
No. But advice for fuck, we don't ask girls should I fuck because it's guys and girls. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure the girls got a separate chat of their own. Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, yo, I want to fuck him, blah, 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 blah. My thing is, what do women say, though, in these chats? Because every guy, like, if this is where a guy's group chat, if this was an all-guys group chat, and we're like, yo, dog, I want to fuck her. Every guy in the group chat is going to be like, nigga, get in them.
Fuck her.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But in your group chat.
It's not going down like that.
Yeah, y'all not encouraging fucking.
I mean, it's not that we don't encourage it. We encourage fucking, okay? We are all about getting...
Ladies, if your group chat encourages fucking, say I.
Put something in the comments.
Yeah, no. Well, no. When you look, at me. At me on Twitter or Instagram and be like, what do we just say? Like,
Our Friends Encourage Fucking in our women group chat.
So I want you to at me and say, at Clint Coley or at Advice from a Fuckboy, I encourage fucking.
Yeah, we do. We honestly do. It's kind of like a little 101 interrogation.
So almost. How did I pass the did you talk to your girls about fucking me?
No, I didn't have to. Yours kind of came. You're different. It was different with you.
All right.
Guys that you have to put in the group chat, it's kind of someone maybe that you had your eye on, but you really didn't know what was up. And then y'all started fucking around, but y'all haven't fucked yet.
Yeah.
So it's like, damn, do I want to take it that far? Because, you know, some girls want to act like they want to wait. And like, right. Oh, I don't want to fuck him because I don't want him to think, girl, if you fuck him tonight or next month, he going to think the same thing about you. Absolutely. I promise you. So
what I'm saying, so I wasn't in the group chat.
No, you weren't in the group chat, but.
I want to be in the group chat.
When a guy is in the group chat, the way it normally goes is, I want to fuck him, right?
Okay, let's do role play. We do role play on this podcast. Right. So I'm going to pretend like I'm your girlfriend.
Okay.
And we're in the group chat and we're texting. But you got to text out. Right. You got to let everybody hear it. All right. So how would you start the conversation off? Let's go. I'm your. What's my name?
Your name is Jasmine.
Hey, I'm Jasmine. What's up, Jazz? Shout out to Jazz from the group chat.
Hey, Hi, Jasmine in the group chat.
Yeah, hey.
So you...
All right.
Do you want me to be the one who's fucking the guy? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm either approving or not approving the fucking.
So this is what happened. So I'm hitting up the girls in the group chat, and when I say I want to fuck Wooty Woop, right? Jasmine gonna say,
No. You be yourself. Oh, I'll be Jasmine, I know what I'm saying. Here we go.
Jazz, I'm really ready to fuck this nigga.
Oh shit! Who?
Don't even matter. But you just know. It's the nigga that I've been telling you about for some time now. And okay. You know what? I think I'm ready. We went out the other night and I saw it poking.
Okay, so what's stopping you?
What if it's not as big? Like, I don't know. And you know I like it like that. So
you
if
say,
I
wait,
just...
Wait, wait, wait. You say, wait a minute. What did you say?
What if it's not as big as I see it poking? I'm going to be disappointed then.
You mean he may be a grower, not a shower. Or a shower, not a grower.
Exactly. A shower, not a grower.
Yeah. Well, look. Do you really like him?
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.
I do.
Have you masturbated to him yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Should I start there?
Masturbate to him, right? See, and then see how you feel afterwards. And if you still want to fuck them, fuck
them. See, my friends don't be saying nothing like that.
Your friends are garbage. Because that's what I would be saying.
My friends are not garbage, but that's a good one. I want to know how many ladies actually do masturbate to a man before they fuck up.
Has anybody ever masturbated to me? I want to know.
Please let him know.
If you masturbate, if you said, Clint Coley. Clint Coley.
He's horrible.
And I'm masturbating to advice from fuckboy.
This is horrible. No, I really want to know that. I don't think neither of my friends have either, so.
I want to be masturbated to. I want to be everything. I want to be masturbated to. I want to be in your dreams. I want to be in your nightmares.
Nightmares.
Yeah. Like, I want the revenge of dicks past to be. I want to be. I'm Scrooge McDick.
That does not sound too friendly.
It was a joke. Okay. So here's what I really wanted to get on the podcast and talk about. What's up, Marcus? All right. Here's what I wanted to talk about on the podcast. Wanted to talk about, it's Thanksgiving.
It is.
It's Thanksgiving. I got to talk about Thanksgiving things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's number one I want to talk about. Ladies, you might be introducing a new guy to your family. Guys, you may be introducing a new girl to your family. This is the first time you're taking each other home for Thanksgiving. This makes or breaks the relationship.
It definitely does.
I don't give a fuck what you say. This makes or breaks the relationship. This is the time we all wish for. Living you is so much more. Anyway. Seriously. This is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Fellas, her mom doesn't have to like you. Her dad has to like you.
Has to. And an uncle.
Or whatever man.
At least one uncle.
Or whatever man is in her life. So brother, somebody, you need an ally. You need an ally. Ladies, his mom gotta like you.
Ladies,
I'm gonna give you top five ways if you're going home to his house for Thanksgiving, how the mom can like you.
Okay,
we're gonna bounce ideas off each other.
Let's do it.
I'm gonna come up with number one, you're gonna come up with number two, I'll be three, you four, I'll be five. Number one, this is very important. Ladies, ask his mom if she needs help in the kitchen. And even if she says no, you insist. You need the potatoes chopped. You need the green beans snapped. You better be kissing his mom's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Would y'all agree with that?
Yeah, I need to agree. I agree 100%.
You definitely need to be helping
his mom.
Even
if you don't think you know what you're doing,
you better fake it till you make it.
Okay.
No, don't lie though, because moms don't like that shit.
Don't lie, don't cook nothing.
Yeah.
But if she asking you to snap some peas or clean the greens,
do that shit.
You better go grab your phone. Google has everything.
Do that shit.
Take a little bathroom break and figure it out.
Do that shit. So that's number one. You gotta offer help. Number two,
ladies, please dress appropriately.
Whoa! Okay?
That is a major, major, major thing.
That's a good one. Don't be going over there like no hoochie mama.
Yeah, like, you know, we like to show off our bodies. That's cool. But on Thanksgiving, when you're meeting the family and
absolutely
stuff, you want to definitely appear as wholesome as possible.
I don't want to say wholesome, but you don't want to
appear as wholesome.
Be respectful.
That's respectful.
Be respectful.
Wholesome doesn't mean that you got to be turtlenecked up. Even cleavage out this much is okay. You
okay,
know? But,
okay.
But you have to appear that you are a woman,
right,
not a girl.
You're his woman.
Not a girl.
Right. Exactly. That's right. That's real. Number three.
Mm.
Number three. Oh, this is important. If mom asks if you want a drink, accept the drink.
Yeah.
There is no I don't drink. All right.
Yeah.
My mom connects with women who drink wine. The only women my mom has liked has been the women my mom have drank wine with. Come on, girl. Come here, girly.
Yeah.
Come here, little girl. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm mm-hmm. dead. This is exactly how my mom talked. Mm-hmm. Come here, little girl. And she's now, you know, my mom's drinking wine. You drink wine. Now my mom can trust you.
Mm-hmm.
My mom can trust you. My mom is very, 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 very serious about that. What's number four?
Number four, socialize. Don't sit there and mm-hmm. stay on your phone.
Yeah, get
talk
off
to your dude. Or if he has a family member that you've already known, don't just stick to that person. Go meet some people. Introduce yourself. Don't wait to be introduced.
Ooh,
you know, you have to show that confidence. You have to be present.
Yeah. Bitches don't be present.
At all. They just be here.
Just be there. Be present. Okay. All right. That's a
What's
good one.
What's number five?
All right, women, let's do a recap.
Okay.
And then we go back. Then we'll do number five.
Recap.
So far what we have is make sure you're asking for help and mm-hmm. asking to help in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is
dress appropriately. Mm-hmm.
Number three is drink mm-hmm. if asked. Number four is
socialize.
Number five way to get his mom to like you, ladies. And this is, you know.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to a dollar per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
This is it's on top of your socializing.
Okay.
Do not say anything fucking stupid out of your face. All right. Listen, it's Thanksgiving. Niggas gonna bring up politics. Mm. Niggas gonna bring up religion. Don't say anything.
Oh, I got a good one to add to that too.
Don't say. I got you. Give me 1 second. Mm-hmm. Don't say anything that makes you like. I don't want to hear y'all. Y'all talking about R. Kelly, and your stupid ass says. Well, yeah, you know, them girls do need to dress up, do need to stop wearing weird, you know, mm-hmm. wearing skimpy clothes. And it's like, oh, bitch.
Really?
Like, I liked you up until then. And what was you about to say?
I was going to say, okay, because this happens more often than none. Ladies, if you don't know anything about the sport, don't pretend. My goodness. Please don't pretend, because you will get caught up.
Yeah, don't get caught up.
Talking about, yeah, I love Kobe. Like, bitch, you know the last time
that nigga retired.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So please don't engage in the sports conversation if you don't know what you're talking about. Just sit on the sideline.
And that's okay.
Uh-huh. It's very okay.
That's okay. All right. Now I got to do top five. We got to do top five ways to get the girl's man mm-hmm. figure mm-hmm. to like you. Mm-hmm. All right. You going to start with this one.
Number one, fellas. Okay. When you walk in, you greet everyone. You make sure you open the door for me first.
Ooh.
And you are greeting everyone.
Ooh, yes.
Just like I said a few minutes ago about the ladies being present. Yeah. Gentlemen, you have to be present as well, okay? Yes. Men are dogs, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
Woof.
So uncles,
bow, wow,
brothers,
yippee-yo,
cousins, exactly. Even grandpas, be on it. As soon as a man walk in the door, they looking at you from the feet up, okay?
Feet, nigga.
From the feet up. So with that being said, you need to make sure you are going around being proper.
Be proper.
And greeting everyone, no matter who it is.
That's real.
Children.
I hate when niggas walk in the house and niggas and grill everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, you walked in
with
our
house.
With
a fucking face. Like,
yeah, who the fuck you? Yeah, no, nah, I don't like that.
Yep.
Okay, number two. Now, this goes with dress appropriately.
Okay.
Guys, nigga, it's dinner. All right? Don't be coming up in there with your pants hanging out for your ass. All right? Grow up, dog.
Please.
Show some respect, man. No hats on in the house. You better figure out a way to get your hair cut. Something.
If you ain't got no hair, it's okay.
No shades indoors. I definitely won't want to see that. If I see you taking pictures and you got shades on indoors, I'm going to sock the shit out you, dog. I'm not, like, that's not okay, man. Niggas walking around here looking like Stevie Wonder in the goddamn house. There's no reason, unless he's blind, that nigga don't need shit. I hate niggas who wear shades indoors. I hate niggas. As a matter of fact, I despise niggas who walk around with shades indoors. Go to number three, Lauren.
Number three. Don't be that drunken fool at the party.
Don't be me right now.
Don't be the drunken fool at the party, okay? We don't want the first time that we've met you, the loudest one in the room. You laughing the loudest.
Yo,
you talking the loudest. You stomping around for everybody your friend. Everybody is not your friend the first time you meet them, okay? Give some people some space. Be yourself all the way. Be yourself, but don't overdo it. Don't be yourself with the homies. Be yourself with your coworkers type of yourself,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
It's a difference.
Don't be the loud niggas in the room.
What's
up?
Get drunk. You had a few drinks, too much whiskey, too much cognac. And now you think now you're best friends. Like, what?
You an uncle with that bitch.
Right.
All right. Number four, fellas. All right. Look. Don't kiss ass.
No, that's real.
No ass kissing.
That's real.
You walk in her dad's house, you a Eagles fan, and he a Cowboys fan, you let that nigga know that you
Cowboys.
A fucking Eagles fan, and you don't fuck with the Cowboys. Don't turn your back on us for the sake of some pussy. You know what I mean? Don't turn your back on us for the sake of some pussy, all right? Listen, do not agree with everything and man
yes.
that nigga say, because we know Like, my sister brought her boyfriend home, and this nigga just grinned. I know comedy. Nigga, no, you don't. You ain't in these trenches with me. Fuck out of here. Don't try to relate. Be who you, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Don't suck up. I hate niggas. I hate sucking up nigga ass niggas.
Yeah, no, that is the worst.
And, okay, let's recap, and then you got number five. So, all recap. Right.
What number one was make sure you are opening doors and greeting.
You okay?
Okay.
What's number two?
Number two, you said don't wear the shades in the house.
Nigga.
Period.
Don't wear, yeah. Nigga.
Oh, actually, number two was don't have your pants sagging.
Don't have, just come.
Come appropriate.
Don't look like you, don't look like a thug.
Yes. Number three was don't be that belligerent don't motherfucker be the, in the party.
Don't be belligerent.
Don't be him.
Don't be that guy. And number four.
You had number four.
No,
now
I,
I'm done. No, we're I said doing number
four.
Five.
No, I said number four. Number four was about
too drunk. We forgot.
No, no, no. It was too. No, I'm not too drunk to forget that. Number four was don't be out here. Fucking
oh, agreeing. Don't agree. Yes. Yeah. Number five, fellas. Okay. Please act like you love your woman. All right. When we are in
our family,
I'm about
wait,
to get there.
Wait, yeah. What the
when
fuck does
we
that
are
mean?
In the presence of our family, don't act like you cannot hug and kiss me because my family is watching. I want them to know that you are not afraid to show your affection. When we get married, if we get that place, right? When we get married, you're going to kiss me in front of the family. So while we're at Thanksgiving, don't be afraid to show your affection, okay? Definitely don't be extra. Don't be slapping asses and biting ears. But a little kiss on the cheek, a nice little hug, you know, bring me some, ask me if I'm okay. That type of stuff is what needs to be shown. Your family wants to know that your guy cares about you, and they want to know that you're in good hands. If you ain't showing affection, they're going to ask you, what type of nigga is this?
I totally disagree.
Wow.
I 1,000% disagree.
Okay, I like that. Why?
I think that's bullshit. Ooh. I'm not kiss. Listen, okay. Here's the thing. If my little sister, Kiera, if you're watching, listen. You bring a nigga home to my mother's house, and we're eating Thanksgiving, and this nigga all nibbling on your ear.
That's what I just said not to do.
I'm going to sock the shit out you, dog. I'm going to sock the shit out you, dog. I'm not, Clint, don't play that, man.
You didn't listen to me.
It's or if my daughter, let's say my daughter brings home some peasy head ass nigga, and he in my house, he think he gonna kiss my daughter and show affection in my house? No, you're not.
I think there are definitely levels to it because there's a way to show affection and be respectful.
Yeah, you could be. Yeah, no, you know what the respectful thing is? No affection.
Oh, God.
Maybe a hand on a fucking back, but it better not be too low.
A kiss on the cheek.
No.
A nice hug.
No.
Holding hands.
Don't disrespect my house. Respect my house.
I don't know. Maybe men and women have different rules. Ladies, tap in for me because I want to know.
Nah, man.
As a mother.
You
right?
Not a mom.
I'm not. So I'm just trying to ask. I'm asking. As a mother, you let your child, whether it be your son or your daughter, bring their significant other home.
My mom wish I would put my hand. Kiss,
really?
My mom, like, I wish a hussy would kiss on you in front of me.
But how is she kissing on you, though? That's what I'm saying. She like, just, we are not, you're not supposed to be sexual.
No, but
right,
but a
kiss on the cheek is not acceptable?
That's just, I don't want to see it. Because, like, for me, I'm know he's fucking.
Well, he's, okay.
I don't want to know that my daughter or my sister's fucking. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Give me some imagination, all right?
That's something you got to work on yourself because most likely if he's meeting y'all,
they are
fucking.
Oh, my God.
He came home to your house.
Oh,
they
my
are
God.
Fucking. Dick probably being in and
out
of her mouth.
Now that's the next topic we're going to get to. Who are you bringing home for Thanksgiving? You see what I'm saying? First of all, this year, I'm having Thanksgiving at my house. If you live in L.A., you listen to this podcast, and you buy yourself a Thanksgiving, you don't have to be alone. Come to my crib. I'm cooking everything, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm making at the end of this podcast.
But no turkey.
Yeah, no turkey. Turkey's canceled. But you don't have to be alone on Christmas. I don't like people by themselves.
Thanksgiving, not Christmas.
Either or, though. I'm having Christmas dinner,
oh,
too.
Oh, so both. So,
but anyway, yeah, Thanksgiving, if you live in L.A., you are by yourself, and you're listening to this podcast, you can come to my house, send me a text, and I got you. 213-358-9861. Again, 213-358-9861. And don't feel bad on some like, oh, this is pity or nothing like that. Nah, it's just a good time. And again, I know the holidays can be tough. Mm-hmm. And you being your heart and your mind about it. Do not, and I repeat, do not let that consume you for the holiday. You don't have to be by yourself. That's all I'm saying. Now let's get back to what we're saying.
Okay, we were moving on. You said you want to talk
Somebody said you clearly want stalkers. I mean, and that's a that's a very negative way of thinking. I believe in the good in people, man. Like, look, if you want to come, and you, I mean, the worst you can do is be crazy, and I'm going to shoot you. So
I mean, there's going to be more people here on his side than it is against him.
Right, so. Exactly.
Beware.
This ain't the way to be, exactly. But no, I'm asking, so who are you bringing home for Thanksgiving?
I'm not bringing anyone home for Thanksgiving this year, but I will be at my grandma's house in the hood.
But like, who would you bring home, when I mean, like, because women are bringing home guys and guys are bringing home women for the first time.
No, like, I'd have to be dating you for a while.
Thanksgiving is serious.
Thanksgiving is serious AF. Okay. Serious as fuck. And this is something where you are ready to take your relationship to the next level.
Yeah.
And now you want your family to meet this significant other. So with that being said, I'm taking my man home for Thanksgiving. I'm not taking my boo. I'm not taking my bae. I'm not taking this nigga that took me on a date. No. My man, the person who I can see myself being with for a long time, long term. Right. That's who I'm taking home.
Right.
Not just a fling.
Okay. I can respect that.
Some ladies do that. I've actually been a witness of one of my friends bringing home just a fling
to Thanksgiving. How did that go?
Oh, it went pretty bad. He ended up actually fucking with her cousin.
Oh, my God. Even better.
Even better.
He's the man.
He's the fucking man.
He's the man for that.
Yeah.
I have never brought home. I'm trying to think. Who came home for Thanksgiving? My ex-girlfriend did. Elise.
How did that go?
It wasn't bad.
Well, she's your ex now, so.
Yeah, well, she did well at Thanksgiving. Okay. She lost at Easter, though.
Uh-oh.
But Thanksgiving that year, I'll never forget this. And she was like, I'm never spending Thanksgiving with your family again.
Shit.
No, because my cousin Dwayne got really mad. So my cousin Dwayne's girlfriend was flirting with my best friend. My homeboy comes over, too. Long story short, he was like, you over there. Fuck with that nigga, blah, 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 blah. Like, on some. Mm-hmm. And then next thing he hit her. Yeah.
He hit the wife, the girlfriend?
Yeah, man. My cousin put his hands on him sick. And it's like, what the fuck do you do?
If I was your date, I would have to, yeah. I would probably be like, that's out. I don't know, because... Who's to say Dwayne I'm gonna get pissed and try to hit me?
Right. Well, I mean, so I defended the girl. Like, as soon as he hit her, I grabbed him, like, dog, you drawing. Like, you know what I mean? You got it. You doing, you know. But it's just, that was a lot to see.
Yeah.
Like, that was a lot to see.
Especially when you meet somebody's family.
That was a lot to see. And then I brought another ex named Ashley home. I actually flew her home. Like, we went to my uncle's house. That was a good one.
Shout out to
Ashley. No, okay, that's enough.
Shout out to Ashley.
No, but that was a good one. That was a good one. Only because she did some of the things that I said. Like, she drank wine with my mom.
Good.
Got drunk with her. Now, she wasn't belligerent, though, thank God.
Thank goodness.
You know.
Ladies, too, don't be the belligerent one at the party,
Don't be belligerent.
The sloppy drunk one.
And then I remember the first girl I ever brought home for Thanksgiving, her name was Sarah. And my mom hated this bitch.
Why?
I mean, we were like 19. We were young. But Sarah was just sitting at the table not talking.
Mm-hmm.
She was just being like hella weird.
She wasn't present.
Hella weird, hella nervous. This is years ago. This is high school. Like, well, my first, like, she was college, like high school, early high school, mm-hmm. like my freshman year of college. Mm-hmm. So she can't be on her phone
mm-hmm.
the whole time.
Because mm-hmm.
it took 20 years to text a nigga. Like,
no, seriously.
So
you pressing the same button.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, it's, man. That's another story for another time.
So, your next person you're bringing home.
I'm not.
Now you've had all these experiences.
So, the next woman I'm actually not bringing home.
Okay.
What's going to happen is we're going to have Thanksgiving dinner at wherever we are established at.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's going to come to us and my mom's going to be in her home.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next move.
It's a different level.
That's a whole different level.
That's a whole other podcast, too.
Now my mom is in her house.
That's what I'm saying. That's a whole different conversation.
My mom is I do whatever the fuck I want chick. And most black women ain't going for that with niggas' moms.
Not in their house.
They not going for that with niggas' moms. And they like, mm-mm. There's nothing worse than having to deal.
That's a whole nother one.
You dealing with a nigga mom. You ever dealt with a nigga mom?
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
I've had all of my mother experiences have been amazing, to say the least. Mm. I don't know if it's because of me or because of the mothers.
It's probably the moms. My mom don't like nobody.
See, but
my mom don't like nobody.
Niggas always say that about their mama. Then you go home and their mama be loving you.
No, my mom don't like nobody. Like, my mom has cussed women out. My mom has told bitches, I will come to your house and fuck you up.
Like, yeah, I've never really had a bad mom experience. I think I've had one awkward dad experience. But moms usually love me. I've never had a bad mom experience.
My mom don't like nobody.
That's not good.
My mom don't like nobody.
You can't see, that's another thing too. Don't go in telling the girl before they go meet your moms that your mom don't like nobody.
No, but you need to go in knowing what you're dealing with.
No, because then some women try harder.
Yeah,
and
you're
then
right.
They fuck it up even more.
You're right.
So it's kind of one of those things where you got to be a good judge of character. Like, is this girl going to handle this information well, yeah, or is she going to abuse this information?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
So be careful with that.
You're right.
Because when you pre-warn some people, they just fuck it all the way up.
Yeah, you're right. They overthink the situation. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Mm-hmm. I got this another thing I want to talk about with Thanksgiving.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Ladies, especially, this is for you. So, one, they're out here kidnapping black women.
Yes.
I'm not cool with that. Let's fix this. But you know what else they're doing to black women?
Hmm.
Black men are going to be sending text messages saying happy Thanksgiving, trying to get back in your good graces. And ladies, I want you to ignore it. I want you to ignore the happy Thanksgiving text because you know what that is. That's the heat check to send you a text and see if he can get back in. No, you're not welcome, motherfucker. You can't get back in. It's over. It's done. Do not cross past go. Do not send $200. You're going straight to
jail.
You can
send the $200.
Yeah. You can send that.
Yeah, no, beware of those texts. That's real.
Yeah. So, have you gotten that text before? And explain to me what's going on. How are you planning to deal with the text this year? Because you're going to get it.
I haven't gotten the Thanksgiving text. You know what I get a lot? And I'm going to jump a couple holidays. I get the New Year's one.
Yeah, you definitely just jumped 200.
I jumped a couple holidays, but I've never received a Thanksgiving text for the heat check. But I do receive it closer to the end of the year because that's when niggas want to know if they're getting cut off or not, pretty much.
Right.
So the Thanksgiving one, I don't know. I haven't gotten one.
I don't I don't send that.
You haven't ever sent one?
No.
You never sent a heat check text?
I'm going to tell you why I don't send those texts. Because I know women is on to me. And I'm not even going to try that.
That's because you're telling yourself.
No, it's not even that. I'm just telling on myself. It's just the fact of the matter is, like, I don't personally set myself up for failure. Like, I've set myself up for failure a couple of times. Like, I'm the nigga, if I ain't talked to you in like a year, and then I'm the nigga, I'm in your city text. I'm that guy.
Hmm.
I'm in your city, dude. You know what I mean?
And there is a meme about that.
Yeah. It happens a lot. And next thing you know, I'm in a situation where I'm fucked because now I'm telling you I'm in your city and you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be the pass around text. Mm-hmm. Like girl screenshot. Like, look at this nigga Clint.
That's definitely group chat worthy.
Yeah. So I don't send happy Thanksgiving. I don't send Merry Christmas. Now, I might do a happy birthday.
Well, that's...
But that's different. That's your day.
That's a little different.
That's your
day. Depending on the situation or the dynamic of the relationship.
Right.
Actually. Yeah.
I'll say happy birthday for sure.
Okay.
For sure, I'll say happy birthday.
Yeah, you always get the happy birthday ones, too. Them happy birthday ones be the ones, actually. Those are the ones because
you remember.
They try to make you feel special, you know.
You
and,
remember.
And then it's like, you feel a type of way because they actually hit you up. So you're like, okay, like just a little bit, right? But then you start reading it and you're like, this nigga is still ain't
right, still, shit. yeah, absolutely.
Sitting there talking about happy birthday, you know, this is your day, enjoy the world, you deserve everything coming to you. Like, where
niggas
was you
send
at?
Text like that?
You ain't never even said that to me when we was dating.
Niggas send text. I don't send that.
Would you happy birthday?
Yeah, happy birthday.
I get amazing birthday texts.
And I'll say your name too.
Oh, that's nice.
So happy birthday, Lauren.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Yeah. Little added touch.
Yeah.
If you have an iPhone, please use the balloon emoji and send the balloons, okay?
No. I said happy birthday. And then like, if you got an iPhone, it popped like the balloons.
If the other person has an iPhone.
Okay, well, yeah. I don't fuck with people who don't have iPhones.
Well, damn. Yeah.
If you don't have...
Shout out to my Android users.
You don't have an Android.
I have Android friend users and Android user friends. Yes.
Okay. You know, here's the last thing I'm going to talk about when it comes to Thanksgiving. Now, this is a big message to everybody who's going to somebody's house Thanksgiving.
Oh, bringing food.
No. Mind your business.
Uh-oh.
Like, there's, like, you ever, like, okay. People be having family conversations and you think you in and you'll chime in. Like, mind your business.
But see, at Thanksgiving, isn't it the conversation supposed to be for the collective? Like, why?
Man, my mom has brought up like some embarrassing stories about me. I'll never forget my mom told everybody I peed the bed like a week before. Like, I literally, like, I peed. I'm not even making this shit up. The last time I peed the bed was like 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was in bed, I was high and drunk, and I had the pee dream.
Yes, that shit is real.
And I woke up and I was, and there's nothing worse than being ass naked and pissing the bed. Cause now I got pee all
down
over
your
my
leg.
I had pee on my goddamn thighs. This was recent. Like, yo, I woke up, I was depressed. I woke up like, this is rock bottom.
I was depressed.
Dang. I was rock bottom, so we ain't fucking, but the whole point I'm making is mind your business.
Well,
mind your business.
I agree and I disagree because at Thanksgiving, I think that everybody's supposed to be in the conversation, you know? So at that point.
Yeah, but some things just don't, it's family business and it don't concern you.
Hold on, y'all need to take that family conversation to a private room.
No, this is my mom's house. She have it wherever she want to have it.
Well,
like, I remember we were talking about my cousin's drug problem
in front of everybody.
My girl sitting there at the time looking like, because the nigga is
imagine,
but it wasn't like he wasn't there, he was there. Like,
oh,
we're talking
he was
about,
there.
Nigga, we talking about him, he's on drugs. Look at you on drugs.
Y'all talking about, she.
My mom was like, so you're still on that
poor
shit?
Poor girl.
My mom was like, you still on that shit? And then the girl gonna say, there's rehab places and shit. I'm
trying to help out. I know of a few places we can take them to.
And my aunt was not having it. My aunt was not having it.
Damn.
And the worst is my aunt on drugs too.
Oh shit. So that was a pointless conversation then.
Yeah.
Poor
my aunt was on drugs too, man.
Poor day. I don't know. I think that you should definitely engage yourself in conversations. Don't step on no toes, but don't be that quiet girl or quiet guy either.
No, I don't believe in being quiet, but I definitely believe in minding your fucking business.
So when do you, like, how do you know when you're supposed to mind your business?
If we're talking about, like, some, like, okay, prime example.
Thank you.
Okay, Christmas dinner,
mm-hmm.
2000.
Okay.
So my family, my great-grandmother had 14 children, all right, which is my grandmother and her eight sisters and five brothers. Yeah, that's nine. Yeah, it's 14. Right. And they all had kids, which is my mom. My mom has thousands of first cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all had kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's myself and a bunch of my second cousins or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all, now we're having kids. And yeah. And so we always go to, we call it the house. We always go to the house on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tradition. All right. So we're at the house in 2000. I'm 13 years old. Mind you, kids sit at the kids' table. Mm-hmm. We playing with our little toys that we just got. I'm showing my other cousins what I just got, brand new clothes. I remember one time that Christmas, my mom bought me this beautiful fucking polo sweatsuit.
Okay.
My mom bought me, because let me go back another.
The word beautiful was used.
Let me go back nice another. Let me go back. Sweatsuit. Let me go back 4 months before that. I get roasted in school because I had a fake ass Tommy Hilfiger shirt. Like, and I was so happy. I thought it was a Tommy Hilfiger shirt. My mom got it from the store called Young World back in Philly. If y'all don't know what Young World is, if you're from Philly, let me know you know what Young World is. Went to Young World, got it. I thought it was a Tommy Hilfiger shirt. It had all the colors, had the sign, but in the sign it said TM. So my friends checked, and kids were mean back in the day. Mm-hmm, you can mm-hmm. wear whatever you want to school now, mm-hmm. but back in the day, you used to check the tag. Mm-hmm. Check the tag. Like, oh, mm-hmm. check the tag. You know what I'm saying? The tag didn't match Tommy Hilfiger. Now, my friends is roasting me all day. That fake ass shirt. That fake ass shirt. Clint got on a fake Tommy Hilfiger shirt. You know, I remember the teacher asked a question in class. He was like, yes, Juwan. I'll never forget it. My man Juwan. Rest in peace. He's dead now. But Juwan was like, the teacher was like, do you know the answer? Mm-hmm. And Juwan says, I would know, but I think I might give a fake ass answer. All the kids laughed.
Because they knew it was about you.
About my shirt. Damn. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
That's fucked up. Kids are horrible.
Kids were mean, man. That fake ass shirt. So but my I went home that day. I'm crying. I'm like, Mom, these niggas, they didn't roasted me and you know, so my mom was like, all right, you know, I'm sorry, you know, but that's not a fake Tommy shirt. It's Tommy Manning. And I'm like, lady, stop doing this. So Mom gives me the fake ass shirt, whatever. So my mom asked me that year, what do you want for your Christmas list? On my Christmas list, I put Tommy Hilfiger shirts. And in parentheses, real. My mom still has this Christmas list to this day. I'm not making shit up. That's probably the single greatest thing of my childhood. Like, hands down. Like, if you want to know what kind of kid I was, that's the kid I was back in the day. I love you, Mom. Thank you. That is a pleasant childhood memory that I will never forget. So, but anyway, I'm asking for real Tommy Hill. Nautica, real. Polo, real. So anyway, I'm wearing this nice-ass polo sweatsuit to my great-grandma's house, right? So it's lit, and I'm lit. I'm like, got nice sweatsuit on. We talking. 5 seconds in us being in the house, all I see is my cousin, him and my uncle up, saying, you know what the fuck you did, choking this nigga. And we don't know what the hell is going on. Come to find out, my uncle was touching people in the family. Mm-hmm. So now, I say that story to say, what do you do when you're, like, let's say I'm not, at the time, I think I was 11 or something like that. Was it 2000? If it was 2000, I was 13. Mm-hmm. So Christmas 2000, I'm 13. So imagine, let's just say I'm not 13. Let's say I'm 26. And I bring you in and you see that for the very first time. You see my cousin.
I'm Victoria Cash, and I want to invite you to a place called Lucky Land, where you can play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. So what are you waiting for? The best way to discover your luck is to spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com. That's LuckyLandSlots.com. And get lucky today at Lucky Land.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Or him and his uncle up, because he's touching people.
I'm definitely minding my own business.
Exactly. That's not the time for you definitely. To get... Don't you try to break up fights.
No, I'm probably going to step outside and make people think that I don't even know what's going on. I wasn't even there.
Yeah.
He did what? I missed that?
Right.
That's me. Okay. I missed it. Oh my God. Is everybody okay? Like, yeah, that's a good one. Because I definitely would be minding my damn business.
Mind your fucking business, man. Yep. I know, because my family, we got some weird shit, but that... Yo, that fucking story about the fucking fake shirt, that really just put me in my feelings real quick, man. Real quick, man. Let's fuck Thanksgiving real quick. That's what being a kid was about back in the day, man. I had on a fake shirt. And I didn't have to fight back in the day. There was no, I want to shoot the school up because the kids tease my shirt.
Right.
You know what that meant?
Yeah.
It just means I'll never wear that motherfucking shirt ever again. Like,
ever again.
That's what being a kid was, man. Like, I remember, and if you guys are in your early 20s and you listen to this, like, you know, you probably don't know, because a lot of kids are wearing uniforms and stuff like that. And they try to combat bullying. And I'm like, look, bullying, that to me, today they would say that's bullying. To me today, that's just like, it's fun.
Yeah.
Like, you had to literally, and
we definitely did the pro club check, so I already know.
Yeah,
if you
man.
You had on a white t-shirt, it had to be a pro club. Yo, if you was not if wearing you a pro wear, club.
If you had on a, if you,
like
listen.
A Walmart shirt.
I'm going to tell you, growing up in Philly, right? Growing up in Philly. Everybody that listens to this podcast from Philly, tell me if I'm right or wrong. Growing up in Philly. Number one, you could not wear butt-naked Timberlands. Butt-naked Timberlands means the Timberlands without the fucking rubber around the back. You better not come to school with butt-naked. So I had a pair of butt-nakeds.
Why?
Because my mom was just that
no,
lady.
No, no. Why was that like a thing?
Because they were just naked.
Tims are not a thing in Cali, so.
Okay, well, Tims are a thing in Philly, New York, whatever. Uh-huh. If you have on butt-naked Timberlands, yo, it is a wrap. We are on you all day. I had some butt naked Timberlands, and I saw them roast my friend Joshua, and when they roasted him,
you never wore butt.
I stopped wearing them because my Timberlands, I would cover mine because they were boot cut, so I would cover them with my jeans. You know, my jeans would cover the boot, so I didn't want everybody. You did so I saw them roasting.
Oh, so you talking about the dark brown part?
Yeah, you can't do that, man. You better fucking not. You better fucking not.
That's so sad.
And they used to wear, like, listen, I'm not making this shit up. My man Josh, he came to school showing off his Tims. And my man was like, is them butt naked?
Aw, Josh.
My boy Carl was like, they butt naked. And we had lunch. Mind you, I'm grinding this nigga up. I got on butt naked too.
With your jeans is covering you.
My eyes is covering.
I would have did a pants check on your ass.
Yeah, you couldn't do that. Or you couldn't do, okay, you could not wear sweatpants with no pockets in Philly. You could not wear sweatpants with no pockets. You know why? You know what we would call them? We called them uh-uhs. So if you was like, yo, man, can you hold my keys? Uh-uh. You can't.
Yeah. Wow, this is real?
No sweatpants. I swear. People from Philly, I swear, please it'd be like Clint telling the truth right now.
OMG. That's crazy.
Sweatpants without pockets. That's a no-no. All right. Shorts without pockets. That's a no-no.
I can't say, do that. As far as we went in Cali.
Oh, it gets worse. You couldn't wear Gap because that stood for gay ass people.
Yeah.
You couldn't wear Fila because that stood for faggots in LA.
What?
Yeah. Niggas is stupid.
Making shit up growing up. Yeah.
You couldn't wear, what else? And this is so ignorant. We stopped wearing FUBU. Niggas, because it was just like a black-owned company. We wasn't woke back then.
Not at all.
We calling these, we fucking each other. Yeah, no FUBU. Fuck you bitches.
Oh my God.
So no FUBU.
Philly was kind of tough.
Yeah, so every day was a fashion show.
I mean, that's
here's what
here
was
too.
Acceptable for boys to wear back in the day. And when I was growing up. You was cool and you like now it changed as years went on. So like between like 8th grade and like 10th grade, it was either Jabot jeans. All right, you don't remember Jabot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Jabot jeans with the straps on the front, or you wore Guess jeans that was like 8th grade with the pencil mm-hmm, pockets, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. or you could wear like nice and Nietzsche jeans mm-hmm, or something mm-hmm. like you know, or some academics or something like that. And everything had to be name brand.
Yeah.
Everything. Kids get away. My godson, I don't understand. He talking about he be getting bullied. I'm like, dog, you're allowed to wear whatever you want to school. You can wear a white t-shirt, black pair of jeans, and some Vans, and you're good.
Yeah.
Nobody would say he got on whack gear.
But, you know, it's also because brands like, for instance, Fashion Nova and stuff like that have become so big to where you don't need to have name brand things on.
Well, I would say fashion. I would say H&M did that. H&M and,
well, then let's say Forever 21 did
it. And all that. They all make you look good. Yeah. Like, I know me, if I'm not, if I'm broke, I don't claim broke, but if I'm like in a situation where, you know,
it's not a priority to buy clothes.
No, like if I'm at, like if I'm doing a show in the city and I can't, and I don't want to spend $400 on no suit or nothing like that, I know I can go to Zara, H&M, mm-hmm. and you know, spend like $70 mm-hmm. and come out looking all right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
But back in the day, you know, a pair of academic jeans. Or a pair, them shits was like $80, $90.
Yeah, no.
A pair of Rockaway jeans was, yeah. I remember my mom went to the store for Christmas and bought me 3 pairs of Rockaway jeans, $75 a piece.
Did y'all have a store called Up Against the Wall?
No, we ain't had a store called Up Against the Wall.
You know what Up Against the Wall is, though?
We had Against All Odds. It's probably the same shit.
It must have been the same thing.
We had, no. In Philly, Against All Odds was like when I got older. In Philly, growing up, it was City Blue, Lady Blue, it was Net. Niggas would go to Total Sports.
Okay.
All right. You know, because that's where you get your jerseys. Mm-hmm. You go to Total Sport or, that was another joint. Damn.
See, we had Up Against the Wall where they used to sell all that Nietzsche, all that.
Yeah. Like, so
yeah,
we
Rockaware.
Yeah. Baby Net. That's what it was. That's what City Blue.
Okay.
Net, all that. That's what that was.
Yes. It was one location in the mall that had all that stuff in it. You can go
Dr.
buy it.
Denim. Somebody just said Dr. Denim. Damn. Yes. Dr. Denim. Yes.
Yeah. And it would, yeah, all that stuff would be up in there. So that's where people used to go. Like, if you wasn't shopping at Up Against the Wall, you wasn't it. People used to get, like, that was one of the stores.
You shopped at Fox Hills?
I shopped at the Fox Hills Mall okay. in the South Bay Galleria. Shout out to my Bay people in the
South Bay Galleria. Is that
over, it's like Torrance? Yeah, is that South
the
Ornish.
No? Is that the shit? Is it the South Bay Galleria? Because I be going to Del Amo. Is that the same?
The Del Amo Mall is the shit now. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
Del Amo,
that's where
mall,
I be going.
We were growing up. All my LA babies know the Del Amo Mall was not even a mall you wanted to go to. It was like, what? No, it was only two malls, which was Fox Hills or the South Bay Galleria.
Right.
You was not at the damn Del Amo Mall. Del Amo Mall just became popping in like 2010, not even 2010. I'll probably say 13 and later.
Well, I be going to Del Amo Mall.
Yeah,
all
no,
the
Del Amo
time.
Mall is lit now, and they're still building. So shout out to them. But
how
no,
we go from Thanksgiving to the mall?
Because you said fuck Thanksgiving a while ago, and you started talking about childhood. So.
Yeah, nah, man. I just remember. Oh man, that was my shit growing up. And kids used to. They wasn't no shootings. You know, wasn't no fighting. It was just like, you know what, man. You got on some bullshit, and I'm going to tell you about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, oh, God, I love God.
Yeah, we can reel it back. You were talking about, well,
now we
stuck on this.
We passed all right. on this. I got to go to Ask Clint. So on Ask Clint, my boy Brad Baker, right, very funny brother, follow him at Brad Baker Productions. All right, I'll put his name in the bio. My boy Brad asked a very funny question on Facebook. He says, ladies, it's y'all first date, right? Mm-hmm. He said, ladies, it's the first date. It's the first date. And after dinner or before dinner or even after dinner, mm-hmm. you see him stop at the gas station to get condoms. Okay. What's your next move?
It depends on how I'm feeling about that guy.
Okay, so let's just say he did it before dinner. Like, He stopped at the gas station, got some gas, but you know he got condoms.
Like I said, it's just going to depend on how I'm feeling about that guy. To me, it don't really matter about the date or if I saw him buy condoms. It's just, if I want to fuck you, then if you buying condoms before or after we go on this date, it don't really matter. At least you bought the damn condoms. Let's start with that. But if I didn't plan on fucking you at all, like, and I know this, and you bought these condoms, I'm probably going to go home. Like, I'm probably going to make up a reason to dip. I'm probably going to be like, you know what? Yeah, I don't feel good. My stomach hurt.
Right.
I'm on my period. Something's going to happen right now. I just started my period. I'm actually about to throw up right now. I need to go home. Like, something's going to happen. I'm not about to sit here and let you. It depends on if I know where we're going. So, I don't know. Oh, that's a good one. But you're not going to fuck me if I don't want to fuck you and you bought the condoms. Just because you bought the condoms is not a go. That's not an automatic go.
I'm going to tell you what if, first of all, guys, don't go in there buying condoms.
Yeah.
Well, no. Do it. This is how you do it. I always, like, if it's before a date, I'll be like, yo, hey, I'm thirsty. You mind we stop at the 7-Eleven? And Jesus. My mood is I'm going to buy some water. I'm going to buy a bunch of stuff.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Right? Water, candy, gum, ask if you want anything. And then ask him, yo, can I get a packet? Can I get a 3-pack of them condoms?
Is she with you in the store?
She's not. She's okay. Probably letting me walk in by myself. Okay. Take the shit out the box.
Put it in your pocket.
Put it in your pocket and move on. You niggas are so stupid that you go in there and then you come out and now you come out with nothing. What did you go in there for? Oh, I just got some gum. No, nigga, she saw you get condoms. Niggas is dumb. I mean, but on the flip side, respect the fact that the nigga decided to get condoms.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only part that is respectful. But don't assume, especially before the date, don't assume that you're going to get some pussy.
I'm always assuming I'm getting pussy.
That's fucking horrible. I'm always assuming. You set yourself up for failure.
No, because I'm betting 1,000, baby. Okay, real quick. There are women watching my lives. Woo! How many women would let me fuck on the first date? Say me.
Jesus Christ. You know what? But that's kind of like...
It's crickets.
And not only that, it's like, Clint, a lot of people will say yes.
What do you mean?
To fucking you on the first night.
Oh, I'm sure. Not, what do you mean? Like me or just like a man?
You.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Okay.
Some girl definitely just wrote me.
See? They gonna let you get it, I'm telling you.
You got game.
Ooh, you got game. Let them know, girl. Shoot your shot. Ladies, it is holiday season. It's okay to shoot your shot.
It's always okay. But listen.
Okay to shoot your shot.
All right.
Don't be scared.
I respect men. But honestly, that should have been some shit you took care of before you saw her.
Yeah. That should have been. You should have bought the condom before you picked her up. Yeah, or before y'all linked up.
Yeah. You
should have already had them.
You should have already had them. That's a rookie move.
Yeah. If for any reason during the date, you realize that y'all might fuck and you need to get some afterwards, then that's a little different, you know? Because at that point, she probably feeling the same way.
I would not give him pussy on the strength of him buying condoms.
No, at all. That's what I'm saying. That's not a guarantee. You're not guaranteed inside this pussy.
I would not give him pussy just for that. Like, you lost your... Like, you... That was a rookie move.
You look thirsty, to be honest. You look like you're trying to get some pussy. And it's like, nigga, I'm sure there's somebody you can go fuck. Like, you didn't have to go buy these condoms in front of me. Like... I also feel like it's kind of just like, bitch, what's up? You know what we doing? Right. That's what I kind of feel like that is, so.
My boy Black Ron is on his podcast. Another comedian, bro, from Dallas. It's my dude, man. He's doing really well. I'm really proud of you, Black Ron. He says, I'm always doing my best finna get this pussy.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. He said, I'm always on my best finna get this pussy behavior.
Let me tell you something, gentlemen.
You got to be on your best pussy behavior.
You do have to be on your best pussy behavior. But if a woman has made up her mind that she is not fucking you tonight, let me tell you that she is not fucking you tonight.
You mean to tell me I can't convince you?
I mean to tell you, you cannot convince me. Now, if I came in with a indecisive mind on fucking you, you very well can convince me. But if I made up my mind tonight, I am not opening up this pussy for him. Then guess what? It ain't getting opened. I don't care what you do, lick, suck, touch, feel. I don't care none of that. It ain't going down.
Okay.
So, being on your best pussy behavior don't always get you the pussy anyway.
Yeah.
And assuming makes an ass out of who?
Yeah.
Me. You and me. Exactly.
All right. I don't fuck with that message. I feel like I'm always fucking. I always should be fucking.
Well.
So. All right. We've come to the end of the podcast. And at the end of every podcast, I always ask, what did we learn today? Lauren, what did you learn today?
I've learned to mind my fucking business.
You learned to mind your fucking business.
At the family parties. Because you don't want to be involved in no shit. I've also learned to share the warmth. You know, I'm really happy that you are opening your home to people.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. My friends and I just gave back actually a few weeks ago or last week. So I appreciate you for that.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of people are alone for the holidays and they don't want to admit it. But now you can come and have a safe haven and come enjoy some good food. He definitely will make you laugh. You will have a good time. So you guys should definitely pull up if you need to. Yes.
You done?
Mm-hmm, no, I'm not done. And then I've learned that, you know, at the end of the day, you are the main one that's going to get that family to like you or not. Okay. So don't go in there and try to be somebody you're not. Be yourself. Right. Be respectful and enjoy yourself and hope for the best. Maybe you'll get that ring, girl. Right. Maybe you will.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. This is what I learned today. I learned that, you know, you were actually you were very nervous about being on the podcast.
I was very nervous.
You're a great guest. They're going to like
Thank you.
They're going to like you. They're going to like you. I also learned that I tried to fuck and I succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, did I suck? Tell the women on the podcast.
Ladies.
No. Tell them. No. Look, don't tell them how I fuck.
I would never.
Just say.
I really don't kiss and tell. So this is a very first for me that he made me kiss and tell.
You could be 100%.
I'm being 100. That's what I'm saying.
If I suck.
You did not suck. He did not suck.
Okay, wait a minute. Not sucking doesn't mean you're good.
You're good.
Like if I'm on the scale of penises.
Oh goodness.
Because you know what? I had a friend tell me that we had this conversation. She said she fucked like 25 niggas, which is not bad, mm-hmm, whatever. But mm-hmm. She said like 2% had a big dick.
Mm-hmm.
That's really.
She ain't lying.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas are small out here.
Mm-hmm. And not even sometimes just small, just like below average.
Below average. What's below average? What is a dick? What's a below average dick?
Because to me, small means that you are short and skinny. I believe that if you got enough.
If you're short but you're girthy, you're okay.
You're okay.
If you're girthy and you're if you're thin but long.
Uh-huh. That's okay. Still okay. It's not great. The best dick is thick and long. You need both. You definitely need both. But you sometimes get in that middle range, you know?
Or you measure the circumference of the penis by the width, which gives you the
That's a lot of work.
I'm joking.
That's a lot of work. You really, you know, it sounds, you know what, ladies, and sometimes you don't get the luxury of seeing, touching.
Somebody said 8 or more. That's what's that?
8-inch bigger. That's good pipe. Bad bitch. I'ma ride the dick all night. That's sweetie. My type. Rich nigga, 8 figures. That's my type.
Eight inches.
Soft or hard 8 inches, ladies. That's another thing, too. Because some people.
Ain't no niggas out here got like 8 inches soft.
I'm telling you.
If they do, then they should be fucking.
Mandigo.
I mean, he's a porno star.
He did.
He's an anomaly.
But, you know, the dick size does matter. Don't let nobody tell you it doesn't.
Somebody just asked me, was the head good?
Like,
like, was I?
Are they asking me?
Are they asking you?
They're asking me.
They're asking you. I would never disclose this information about a woman.
I don't feel comfortable disclosing this information right now.
About me? I don't care. I mean, whatever. These women.
It's not just about you. It's about me, too.
What makes you look like a hoe or something?
Not necessarily, but no. I just don't kiss and tell.
We're not really kissing and telling.
The head was good.
Listen, we you're on the podcast.
I get it.
We did it.
We did.
And that's okay.
It's okay.
I did it with my godson.
You know what this sounds like? You know that intro?
My godson's mother. She was on the podcast. We fucked.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You know that song, Wale has a song. I think it's called Matrimony. and they have like a friend or a Seinfeld little.
That's one of my favorite albums. It's the mixtapes. That's
that
the
shit.
About
he's like, we're friends. We could just go in there and do that for a while.
Yeah, no, that was on. That's the fucking. That's the one with Music Soul Child.
Whatever, but it was Wale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, that's
is
that
it music.
Like,
no, what the fuck?
It
no,
was Wale.
Scissors. Him and Wale and Scissor. Wale and Scissor. Yeah, he was singing Music Soul Child. Anyway, yes, going there for a while.
Mm-hmm. Come out, have fun. Yeah. So that's what that just sounded like. But anyway, yes, everything was actually pretty good. I was surprised, to say the least.
You were surprised.
I was surprised.
Why are you? Why you know? You're not the only woman who said that before.
I was surprised.
What are you surprised about? What do you think do I look like I got bad penis?
You don't look like you have bad penis, but people do kind of have a look to them. You know, you don't look
so
like.
What do I look like?
You don't look like you would have bad or good penis. You kind of just. I wouldn't look at you and say, he could fuck the shit out of me. And I also wouldn't look at you and say, he probably got whack dick. You know, but it's some people you look at just based off their mannerisms. Like,
do you be
you
right?
You know what I think it is? I think it's because you're a comedian. Now, don't take this the hard way, but. I think most of the time, people just see the funny in you.
So funny niggas got little dicks.
Not little dicks. I never said that.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
Wow.
I never said that, but...
Well, excuse
when
me.
When people are comedians and things like that, you know... It's a little bit harder to be serious with them. So you don't think about stuff like that. You know?
All right.
I think it's also because I know you too. Maybe like someone who doesn't know you and they're looking from the outside in. Some ladies probably think like, damn. You know?
I don't think women look at me like that.
I think some do.
I don't.
I be seeing them shoot they shot on your little, when you be reposting it. These ladies be out here.
What do I shoot? When do they be shooting they shot?
When they be like, when you be putting your, first of all, you are the most, let me, how do I put this in the, you are the best thirst trapper in the world, okay?
How do I thirst trap? Explain.
Your little captions or your little tweets, I don't even have a Twitter, but when you post them on your IG,
yeah,
right?
What do I say?
And they're like, my name is Clint Coley. And I'm 32 years old and I will suck your pussy from the back.
I don't say that.
And buy you flowers.
I've never said that.
You said something very similar.
Well, I don't say I suck pussy.
Okay, well, you said something close to
I don't say that.
Whatever.
Because I don't feel like that's special. Every nigga eat pussy. Every nigga eat ass. All right?
Every nigga does not eat ass.
All right, well,
that's a disclaimer, too.
There's a lot of niggas that eat ass.
Niggas should be eating ass.
So I'm not, I don't think that makes me special. You know what makes me special? The fact that I know what the truth about a Roni is.
And what is the truth?
She's always on the phone. Talking to her homeboys, wishing they were all alone.
If you couldn't tell, he really likes music.
Yeah. No. But see, here's the thing.
You meant that.
Women who feel me know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. You're too young.
Actually.
Well, then finish what I was saying.
I'm not going to finish what you were
saying. Because you don't know what I was saying.
You're singing a song. You were talking a song.
What song?
Tenderoni.
Yeah, by who?
I don't fucking know who sings it.
You don't know who sings
but
it.
But I know the song.
Yeah.
That's beyond the point. The point
no,
is,
it's not beyond the point. The fact that the nigga who sings the song is very important. His album came out June 20th, 1988. Mm-hmm. That was my very first birthday. Me and him have a connection for the rest of our lives.
Uh-oh.
So yes, Bobby Brown is a very important part of my life. Now, kiss my ass.
Well then, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Little lesson you just tried to give me.
I'm just letting you know.
I see.
I'm just letting you know. I'm out here.
horrible.
No, but all, I don't be thirst trapping.
No. It was mildly a joke.
It
was mildly a joke.
Thirst trapping is when you, like, I don't have anything to thirst trap with. Like, I don't have abs. Like, I.
But see, that's not the only way to thirst trap. That's what I'm saying. Your captions or your tweets, words can be thirst trapping too. You don't have to post a sexy ass picture.
So you're like, oh, you're supposed to some sexy ass intelligent shit you said. And women like, oh, girl, he woke.
Mm-hmm, exactly. That's thirst trapping.
I get it.
Like, even when a girl puts on her post, like, oh, I'm at home. I just got out the shower and I'm lonely. Da-da-da. That's fucking thirst trapping. It might not be no picture of her, but every nigga in the world is probably like, damn, I wish I was there. She just got out the shower. It's thirst trapping.
You're right.
So you writing right. certain shit. You know exactly what the fuck you be doing, Clint.
You're right.
Writing that stuff on your Twitter, retweeting it. Then you see the responses you get. It's the same thing. Thirst trapping.
You're right.
Don't act like you don't be doing it either.
You're right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I learned today. I'll be thirst trapping. Hey, Lauren, tell them your social media, man. They like you. They're going to like you.
You can follow me at lo.meinn. That is Lomain. lo.meinn.
And why is your name Lomain?
Well, my name is Lauren May. One of my really good friends from college.
Your name's Lauren May? Lauren
yeah,
May?
Lauren May.
Lauren May. Just Lauren May.
Lauren. I mean, I have a middle name, but I don't think the world needs to know my government.
Oh, Lauren May, like Ella May, but you Lauren May.
Yeah, but M-A-Y-E.
Boot up.
Yeah, anyhow. One of my good friends in college actually gave me that name before. So, you guys like noodles? Lo Mein.
I love me some motherfucking Lo Mein.
Yeah, I know.
So it's L-O underscore.
L-O dot. No L-O. Underscores.
L-O.
L-O dot M-E-I-N-N.
Your name's going to be in the...
Put it in there. Drop it.
Your name's going to be in the details.
Yes.
They can follow you. Lo Mein. They're going to like you, Lo Mein.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This was my first podcast, you guys, and I was nervous.
It's not that hard. You just have to be, just be honest.
Yeah. He made me sweat a little bit, but you know.
Yeah. I did make you sweat. Oh, Jesus. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Sweet.
Fucking horrible.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing.
Thank
Don't
you.
Forget, Houston. Come on, man. Let's buy these tickets, all right? Tickets are $10. Let's go.
$10, Houston.
Houston, click the link in the details. This
when is it?
Saturday.
Saturday, the 30th.
The 30th. All right? So, Houston, and then after Houston, it is
Irvine. December
5th. That's free. December 5th. Yep. And also, we're still doing Black Friday sales for the store. So if
yes,
you want to
get some stuff,
get
y'all.
Some stuff, man. Get some merchandise. www.advicefromfckboy.com. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. We are out. E5.
You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on your head. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Clint Cole. Say what's his name? Clint Cole. Say what's his name? Clint Cole.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.